The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Now it's time for girls' high school basketball as Highland plays host to Ridgewood. Here's Matt Coy with a call on the game.
And Kenny, good evening from the Reese Center. The Highland Lady Hawks, the second-ranked team in Division 4, a record of 15-2. They won three straight and now 10-0 in the IBC South. And with the win tonight, if they can get the win tonight, they'll clinch the outright IBC championship. They're taking on Ridgewood tonight, who comes in with a record of 14-3 on the season. And they're 7-3 in the IBC South, and they won three games in a row. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Brady Stabaugh on the pregame show on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Stopping all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have boneless beef chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. Bone-in pork loin pork rib chops, $2.49 a pound. 10-pound bag Idaho baking potatoes, $1.99. We also have 85% lean ground round, $3.99 a pound. Beef chuck boneless chuck steak, $5.19 a pound. Beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. Beef loin boneless top sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. And pork loin bone-in country style ribs, $1.99 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Stabaugh, coming off that big road victory over Tuskegee Valley back on Monday. And Brady, you talked about rebounding being a key going into the game and certainly dominant and getting on the boards. And I literally allowed you guys to kind of get on track and have a great night once again.
Yeah, it was really good to see how well we did on the glass. I feel like that was such a huge, huge factor for us. We had 16 second chance points. And just when you do get You know, those big-time offensive rebounds, they usually lead to really good shots. And then vice versa on the defensive end. When we get clean defensive rebounds, we can try to push the ball a little bit quicker then.
And this would seem like just one girl doing that. Everybody collectively going after those boards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a lot of kids get more rebounds than their average on the year. Mallory with 10, Trish Troyer with 7 rebounds, 5 offensive boards. So just what I felt like we did really well was we got something from everyone. Every kid that stepped on the floor gave us a big defensive play, gave us a big rebound, hit a big shot. So, yeah, that was exciting to see.
Clinch Elisa Scherer of the IVC Championship, going for the outright with the win here tonight in the 29th consecutive IVC title. That'll, of course, the school state record here. Just an incredible run here we've seen here in dominance as far as the conference is concerned for Highland.
Yeah, it really is. It's, I mean, the outright title was definitely something that our girls wanted this year and we're really fighting for. Haven't had a chance to have that for a couple of years. So, you know, hopefully we can make that happen tonight. And then, yeah, I mean, with the record and everything, it's just, I think it's a true testament to all the incredible players that have come through, all the hard work that's been put in. And so it's just, it's fun to, you know, come in here every night and kind of get to carry that on a little bit.
Playing host to Ridgewood tonight, a team that's had a really good season for them. Obviously, you were took care of business against them in the earlier meeting. What kind of stood out to you about that previous meeting against this Ridgewood team?
Yeah, I feel like we handled their pressure pretty well. They're a full-court, press the entire game kind of team. And, you know, by the second half, they were having a little bit of trouble doing that. And I just feel like our guards, especially our younger guards, did a good job of handling that pressure. And so we'll definitely be looking for some more of that tonight.
Brady, it is senior night here. A lot of the special seniors are part of this basketball team. What does that mean to you, I guess, being a senior night with this group?
You know, there's been a lot of good classes that have come through here, obviously, but I think this class of Ashley and Mallory is one of the top that have ever come through, just with what they've put into the program, put into themselves in the off season, during the season, off the floor, on the floor. The sacrifices that they've made have been massive, and they're our leaders both on and off the floor. So really good two kids, and excited to see them and have a strong finish of the season.
Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Join us at Kime Home Center for Kime Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd. We invite you to enjoy special savings, refreshments, and demonstrations during this event. Save 12% on almost all tools. Don't miss door prize drawings from brands like SawStop, Festool, DeWalt, and more. Visit KimeHome.com for more information. We'll see you at Kime Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Highland played at Ridgewood back on December 20th in that game. It was Highland got out on top early, big, 15-0 after the first quarter, and they led 21-4 at halftime. And Highland went on to outscore Ridgewood 20-8 in the third quarter and got the win 52-21 in that contest. In that game for the contest for the two teams, for Highland for the contest, they would finish up connecting on 32% three-point tries in the game. I should say 32% from the two-point range, 35% from a two-point range, from three-point range in that game, and shot, and also on the other end for Ridgewood, they were shooting just 17% from two-point range, and one of 13 from a three-point range in that game as well against that Highland team. In the contest for Highland, they had just, for them, just 10 turnovers, while Ridgewood had 18 for the contest. Individually for the Lady Hawks, leading the way for them, it was Ashley Mullen, who had 26 points. Also in the game, Mallory Stutzman had 8 points and 16 rebounds for the contest as well. For Ridgewood and losing effort, they were led by Kirsten Latham. She had 8 points in 5 boards, and also 4 points apiece for Kaya Maslowski and Kat Kelly in that game as well, in Highland's 52-21 win at Ridgewood. All time, Highland has a record of 68 wins and 24 losses versus Ridgewood. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. Highland won their first 12 games of the regular season. Of course, they lost the two games in the Classic of the Country to two Division I schools, going down to Reynoldsburg 55-46, and also going down to Olmsted Falls 46-39. And they've won three games straight since then, defeating Indian Valley on the road, followed by a win over Cedar Valley, and then defeating Tuscany Valley in a big game on Monday, 65-48. Of course, clinching at least a share of their 29th consecutive IVC championship. For Highland, that record overall, 15-2, and the second-ranked team in Division IV. For Ridgewood on the season for them, they began with three straight wins over Riverview. Also, Conotton Valley and Sandy Valley lost to Tuscany Valley 51-31. They won two games in a row over Claymont and Garraway. Lost to Highland, of course, back on December 20th. And then they would rattle off five consecutive wins over Morgan, 46-44 win over them on the road. Then defeated Indian Valley, Central Christian, as well as TCC and Sandy Valley. And also got a victory as well over Newcomerstown, 61-32. Lost to Tuscany Valley in their second matchup on the road, 64-42, but they won three straight since then. Wins over Coshocton, 49-15, a 73-49 win over Claymont, and won 47-33 back on Saturday over Garraway. Ridgewood has a record of 14-3. That's the most wins since the 2015-16 season for them. That was Audrey Tingle's junior year when she helped to lead Ridgewood all the way to the regional finals that year when they fell to Ironton, just a step away from going to the state last that year back in that 15-16 season for Ridgewood. Highland comes in averaging 59.5 points per contest. The Generals are allowing scoring 51.5 points per game. Defensively, the Lady Generals giving up 36 points per contest, while Highland gives up 31.2 a game on the defensive end. Both teams, of course, out of the IVC South, where Highland is 10-0. Highland, with the win tonight, will clinch the outright IVC championship. Again, they've already clinched the 29th consecutive IVC title, and that is a state record. Tuscany Valley in second place at 7-2 in the IVC South. Ridgewood is in third place at 7-3, followed by Sandy Valley at 4-5, Indian Valley 4-5, the Garraway 1-9, Claymont 0-9 in the conference. Against conference opponents, Highland is averaging 63.5 a game. Ridgewood averaging 48.5 points per contest. Defensively, Highland giving up 25 points per contest in conference play. Ridgewood gives up 42.4 a game defensively against IVC South opponents. In the IVC North Division, Strasburg has clinched the outright title. They're 10-0 already. East Canton is 6-3. Buckeye Trail is 6-4. Malvern 5-4. Conotton Valley is 4-5, while TCC is 1-7. Newcomerstown 1-9. In the Ohio Cardinal Conferences, of course, Mansfield Senior West Olms deadlocked atop the conference after West Olms got that two-point win at Senior on Saturday. Both are 11-1, each with two more games to play. Lexington is 7-5. Ashland is 7-6. Mount Vernon 4-8. Worcester is in Wat Madison, both 3-9 in the conference. New Philadelphia is 2-9. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Loudonville an overall record of 15-1. Danville is 14-6. Wayneville a record of 13-3. Triway is 13-4. West Holmes 13-5 overall. Central Christian a record of 9-9. And Garroway a record of 6-10. Troy Fritz along for the broadcast. We'll get some thoughts from him right after this on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $450,000. This property was built in 2017 and has three bedrooms and two full baths with 1,713 square feet. Located in the Hawks Landing subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
Other girls' games around the area tonight has Garroway at Canton Central Catholic, Copley's at Wayndale, Claymont hosting Tuskegee Valley, while Sydney Valley's at Indian Valley in the IVC, Connaughton Valley's at Malvern, East Canton at Buckeye Trail, and Newcomerstown is at TCC. McRoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast tonight from the Reese Center on senior night. Highland taking on this Ridgewood basketball team, and Highland clinching the IVC title for the 29th consecutive year, going for the outright title tonight. And just an amazing run for this Highland squad here in the conference.
Well, when you think about the gravity of that 29 consecutive years, you dominate your league. That says something about your program and what Highland does here. And yeah, Matt, it's quite remarkable.
It certainly is. Of course, that being a state record, and you look at it is senior night here, and it's the special seniors for those Highland team. You think about Ashley Mullett, and of course, Mallory Stutzman, a couple of outstanding seniors are part of this Highland tradition.
Well, I can't say enough good things about either one of those two young ladies, but you know, they're very unselfish ball players, and they're just great leaders. The leadership that they display on the floor and how they elevate everybody around them, it's been a pure joy to sit up here and watch, Matt.
Going to take on Ridgewood, a record of 14-3. Again, the most wins they've had since the 2015 season, so obviously there was a different challenge taking on Highland, but it's certainly been a terrific season for this Ridgewood group.
Well, absolutely. Take nothing away from them. In fact, you know, they're having a great run, 14-3. That's a great year. They're a very good quality program, and, you know, they can score points. Their numbers look a lot like Highland on paper. They're scoring about the same amount of points. Their defense is outstanding, only giving up 36 a game. So Ridgewood's a quality opponent here, and Highland's going to have to work to earn this one.
You kind of look here, just finishing out this week. We have a tournament drawings for the girls on Sunday, so teams want to finish up strong and have as good a seating as they're going to get here for Sunday.
Well, absolutely, and you know, that's a good point. You want to finish strong, but I can't believe we're at that time of the year already. And you know, but the teams right now, this is when they want to be playing their best basketball. Highland's definitely doing that. Ridgewood's playing at a high level right now, so they both have to feel good about where they're at going into draw weekend.
All right, we'll take a break, and Troy Fritz will have tonight's starting lineups, then the opening tip on WKLM.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill shake and shingle. That's MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRB Siding Supply.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home. And tonight's 30 minutes brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now for tonight's 30 lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For Ridgewood tonight, they'll start out with a 5'7 senior guard in Kaya Maslowski, a 5'3 junior guard in Kirsten Latham, a 5'6 freshman guard in Catherine Kelly, a 5'4" senior guard in Taryn Morris, and with a 5'6" senior guard is Emma Rettis for the Ridgewood Lady Generals. And for Highland tonight, they'll start out with their 5'6 sophomore guard in Evie Mast, 5'8 junior guard Trish Troyer, a 5'10 senior guard Mallory Stutzman. Our other senior tonight, 5'8 senior, is Ashley Mullett. And in the middle for Highland, they'll go with their 5'11 junior forward in Joplin Yoder.
Highland, a record of 15-2 on the season, 10-0. And, of course, they've clinched a lease to share the IVC championship in the South and coached by Brady Schlabel in his second year. Ridgewood, 14-3 overall, the most wins since 15-16 season. And in third place at 7-3 in the IVC South and coached by John Slusser in his first season for Ridgewood. The starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. Finish up the senior night of festivities here for Ashley Mullen as well as Mallory Stutzman on the floor. We're going to join the floor here with for the rest of that.
7 in Highland's all-time assistant category and 8 on the all-time scoring list. Ashley was first team IVC as a sophomore and junior, taking home Player of the Year honors last year. She was also All-Ohio special mention her sophomore year and second team her junior year. Ashley plans to attend Ashland University to play basketball and study graphic design or marketing. Let's get a hand for these two incredible seniors. Thank you, ladies.
Again, as they mentioned, two incredible seniors there, Ashley Mullett as well as Mallory Sussman. They finished up the announcements there and get ready to get things underway here from the Reese Center as Highland takes on Ridgewood. McCoy alongside Troy Fritzman. It's Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And, of course, we have Highland wearing their white jerseys in white shorts and red numerals in black trim. Ridgewood orange jerseys and orange shorts, black numerals in white trim as well for this Ridgewood basketball team. You're looking for Highland here, Troy, for Highland to get this win game against Ridgewood. After this, they're going to be playing Garraway on Saturday, and then Smithville and Wayndale will close out the regular season, and then it's tournament time.
Well, those last two games, we know what those are. Those were tournament tune-up games for Highland there. But, you know, they're not finishing up soft, obviously. They're going to go into the tournament time with a couple tough games there against a very good Wayndale team and Smithville.
Jumping as per usual for Highland tonight, that'll be Joplin Yoder, the 5'11 junior. And Ridgewood finished up last words of instruction with head coach John Slusher before they take the floor. And heading to the circle, that will be the freshman Kat Kelly will be jumping for the Ridgewood Lady Generals. Just about ready from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. There's the whistle. And there is the toss. It'll be won by Highland going left to right in the first half of play. Ashley Mallett across the timeline. The senior dribbles it. Bounce pass goes to the right wing now to Evie Mast. Back out top to Joplin Yoder. Left wing back to Stutzman. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound, however, chased back down by Evie Mast. Now to Ashley Mallett to the corner. Crosser pass, Joplin Yoder now. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down. Highland takes the 3-0 lead.
Joplin throwing up deep outside, knocking it down.
The 5'11 junior with the three. And now Ridgewood has it going right to left. Here's Kaya Maslowski, the senior, on the right wing. Shovels it out top to Taryn Morris. Holds onto it. Dumps it inside the Maslowski left post. Her shot up here going to be blocked by Joplin Yoder, and she got the rebound. Highland basketball. Well, passed by Mullet to the front court to Mast. Dumps it inside to Stutzman. Short layup and in. Got the layup. Mallory Stutzman, 5-0 Highland. Lady Generals basketball across the timeline. With it now high on the right side. Bounce pass goes to the corner, deflected. Goes out of bounds off the hands that time of Ridgewood's Emma Rennis. And that'll be a Ridgewood turnover.
Yeah, great job there by Mal getting her hand in the passing lane. Knocked that off the defender's leg.
First turnover on Ridgewood. And Highland's going to have the basketball. And Mullet takes it across the timeline. On the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Picks it up. Shovels a pass on the right side to Mallory Stutzman. Back in the corner, here's Evie Mast with the basketball. To the right post inside the Joplin Yoder. Backs it in on Maslowski. Out top goes to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's going to be no good off the rim. Rebound juggled and chased back down by Evie Mast. Now to Ashley Mullet. Pass out top, deflected and stolen away by Emma Rettis. And showing the stolen right back by Ashley Mullet. Two turnovers on Ridgewood, one for Highland so far. Three-pointer by Swiss, meanwhile, is going to be no good from the right wing. Rebound to the corner, chased down, it goes out of bounds. That'll be off of Ashley Mullet's hands, so Ridgewood will have the team rebound. 5-0 Highland, 6:24 to play first quarter from the Reese Center. Maslowski inbounds it. And grabbed in the backcourt by Kirsten Latham, 5'3", junior, averaging 9 points a game and 3 rebounds per contest. Dribbles against the full court press, down to Maslowski in the backcourt. She'll dribble it herself across the timeline. On the right wing now to Taryn Morris. Morris to the baseline, under the basket, cross-court pass goes to Rettis. On the left wing, back in the hands of Latham. Back out top, here's Maslowski. Takes it to the foul line, knocked loose, stolen away by Ashley Mullet, the third Ridgewood turnover. Mullet now to the right wing. Dribbles it, picks it up. Inside the Joplin Yoder, her shot off the last is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Maslowski. Ridgewood basketball down 5-0. Maslowski to the front court. Right wing goes over to Taryn Morris. Juggles it, knocks it away on the floor and stole it away for the fourth Ridgewood turnover. Here's Mullet to the front court for Highland. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. To the corner, spins around, hands it off to Joplin Yoder on the left wing. Into the corner, the Trish Troyer thought about it. Now dribbles it outside. Near midcourt. Lost it on the floor, being hounded by Maslowski. Now shovels it high on the right side to Ashley Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Her pass to the corner goes over to Evie Mast. Mast from the foul line, 15-footers up in the air, knocks it down.
Yeah, good take by Evie. Stepped in there and knocked down the 10-footer.
7-0 Highland. 5:11 to play first quarter. Ridgewood basketball against the 1-2-2 press of Highland. Here's the pass across the half-court line by Latham, grabbed near midcourt by Rettis. Back at center circle to Kaya Maslowski to reset the offense. Maslowski works it against Joplin Yoder on the left wing. Now to Latham. She'll hold onto it and gets it out top now to Kat Kelly. Back in the right wing. Grabbed by Emma Rettis, the 5'6 senior. Gets it out top into the hands of Tara Morris. Morris holds onto it. Baseball pass to the corner to Kelly. Kelly drive, lane. Her runner up in the air going to be no good by the left-hander. Rebound goes to Mallory Stutzman. She'll take it herself for Highland across the timeline. Stutzman to the left wing, to the foul line. Cross-court pass goes to Evie Mast. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound chased down, however, again by Joplin Yoder. Into the quarterback to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the fourth. Grabbed by Joplin Yoder again. Now to Stutzman back to the corner. Out top to Ashley Mullet. Deflected away, and two players kind of colliding with one another for Ridgewood. They're going to call a foul, as it was Latham as well as Emeritus going for that steal.
Yeah, both players converging on Ashley Mullet. She got away from him, and they collided using her speed.
Foul on Emeritus, they're going to call. But again, we saw this back on money at Testy Valley. Highland getting dominant on the offensive rebounds.
Well, they are, and they've got four of them already to start this contest.
Embedded to Ashley Mullet. 7-0 Lady Hawks. Midway point of the first quarter. Into the front court goes to now Macy Mullet, the freshman in the game now for Highland. Now to Stutzman left wing. Back out top to Tori Weaver, the 5'7 sophomore in the game. Back to Macy Mullet. Out top, Ashley Mullett. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Well within range, 25 feet.
Ashley Mullett, no doubt that's certainly the case for her. She's came in averaging 19 a game. 10-0 Highland. Bridgewood basketball to the front court. Here's Maslowski out top. 3:40 to play in the first. And she'll find Megan Mainwaring, the 5'8 senior in the game now for Ridgewood, out top to Kelly. Kelly shovels it right wing. Grabbed to the far side by Micaiah Cahill, the junior. Pass inside goes to Maslowski for the right post. Her shot off the glass and good for Maslowski.
Yeah, good strong move into the post by Maslowski.
Gets Ridgewood on the board, down 10-2. Baseball pass to the front court by Ashley Mullett, goes to Stutzman. Spins around, shoots and shot off the air, going to be knocked down.
Yeah, nice strong move by Mal.
4 points for her, 12-2 lead now for Highland. Lady Generals basketball. Into the front court goes to Kaya Maslowski. 3:05 to play in the first quarter. She'll dribble it out top against Stutzman. Back on the right wing, grabbed to the far side by Cahill. Thumps it inside, goes to Mainwaring. She'll be hacked to the arm. Under the basket by Macy Mullett. And it'll send Mainwaring to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, Mainwaring got loose. They just lost her on the low block. Good job by Megan Mainwaring.
First foul of the game on Highland. Megan Mainwaring, a 5'8 senior, averaging 2.5 a game and 4 rebounds per contest. 56% free throw. Sure, she buried that one. And makes it a 12-3 ball game. And stay tuned after the game for high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's going to be brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. We'll have all the area scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw also good by Mainwaring. Her first two, 12-4 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball, Macy Mullett across the timeline. Pass goes to the corner to Edie Mast, up to the side, Joplin Yoder. Backs it in. Right corner goes to Mast, out top to Macy Mullett. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the corner, going to be chased back down by Edie Mast. Lobs it near midcourt, going to be across the midcourt line. That's going to be a half-court violation on Highland, and that'll be their second turnover.
Edie Mast has 3 offensive boards here early in this contest as well, Matt.
Mast, the 5'6 sophomore, but gets after those boards. Ridgewood basketball down 12-4. Maslowski with it on the right wing. 2.5 to play first quarter. Maslowski shovels it back in the corner. Goes to Cahill. On the right point, here's Latham for a three-pointer. She'll miss the shot off the front of the rim. Rebound by Kelly. Into the corner to Mainwaring. Gets back out top to Latham to the foul line. On the right point, here's Maslowski. Drive, lane. Her shot up going to be partially blocked. Rebound grabbed by Macy Mullett. Highland basketball. Mullett in the backcourt, lobs it front court, goes to Mast, deflected away, goes out of bounds off of the hands of Micaiah Cahill, so Highland will have the basketball. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, for quality and service, never go out of style. Inbounded to Ashley Mullett. Has it to the foul line. Her 15-footer is no good. Rebound. Knocked to the floor. Grabbed by Kelly. Generals basketball down 12-4. Long pass to the front court goes to Mainwaring on the right wing. Back out top to Latham. Latham holds onto it. She'll find Cahill on the right wing. Dribbles it. Bounce pass to the corner goes to Maslowski. She'll take it to the baseline. Now backs it up. Maslowski shovels it out top. Here's Latham with the basketball. On the left wing back to Mainwaring. Knock loose. Grabs it again. Gets it into the hands of Kaya Maslowski. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be banked in. Got the bank to Kaya Maslowski from three-point distance.
Banks are open. She uses them.
5 points for her. 12-7 Highland. Pass thrown away by Trish Troyer. Here's what a basketball in transition to the baseline. Here's Cahill. Double team. Kicks the left wing back to Kelly. Out top now to Latham. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down, and now all of a sudden, Ridgewood down by just a pair.
Yeah, Generals making a comeback here.
Here's to Latham from deep. Highland ball inside the Joplin Yoder. Her layup is good with the left hand.
Yeah, great ball movement by Highland. Up the floor quickly.
Yoder has 5. 14-10 lead for Highland. 3 turnovers for Highland in the first, and 4 for Ridgewood. Generals basketball. Maslowski across the timeline. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Pass to the right wing goes to Cahill. Looking, lobs it inside the Kelly. Deflected, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Ridgewood. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Star Right Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
A little confusion out there. Looks like it is Ridgewood's basketball. Who's going to inbound it?
Yeah, trying to sort this one out. Cat Kelly, a really strong player here for Ridgewood, man.
He came in averaging almost 13 points per game and five rebounds. Inbounded to Kelly. On the right wing goes over to Micaiah Cahill. Back out top goes to Caitlin Scott, the junior. Back in the right wing. Lobbed inside by Latham to Kelly. Her shot blocked inside by Joplin, but Kelly got the own rebound, but she threw it away. Stolen by Ashley Mullett. Mullett to the front court. The fifth Ridgewood turnover. Mullett's pass goes to Mast. Out top Stutzman. Left corner. Now Trish Stroyer. Prior to the baseline. Her floater's up in the air. She knocks it down.
Yeah, great ball movement again by Hunt. They're sharing the basketball so well.
Her first two. 8 seconds to go. Here's Kelly's pass to the front court. Shot at midcourt. Going to be up in the air. Going to be off the mark. On that three-point shot by Micaiah Cahill. It goes out of bounds after the shot. And Highland will have it now with just 0.5 seconds to go. Joplin Yoder to inbound. And baseball pass goes to Sussman. Her shot at the buzzer is going to be no good. And that'll close out the first quarter of play. At the end of one, from the Reese Center, Highland 16 and Ridgewood 10. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland was 2-for-7 on three-point tries for 29% shooting. Ridgewood 2-for-4 for 50%. Highland from two-point range 5-for-8 for 63%. Ridgewood 1-of-5 for 20%. Ridgewood 2-of-2 for the foul line. Highland did not attempt the foul shot in the first quarter. The Lady Hawks out rebounding the Lady Generals 9-5. Five turnovers for Ridgewood and three turnovers for Highland in that first quarter of play. Ridgewood basketball to begin the second quarter. Latham on the right wing. Pass goes to the corner, grabbed by Cahill. Now to Maslowski on the right side. Pass inside goes to Kelly for the right post. Her shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound slapped out top. Grabbed now by Latham. Her put back, no good. Off the glass, rebound grabbed finally by Ashley Mullen. Highland in transition. Mullen's pass inside, deflected and stolen back away by Cahill, but she threw it back in the hands of Joplin Yoder. Turnover each way, and Highland has it. Joplin Yoder's pass to the corner to Ashley Mullen. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Maslowski. Ridgewood basketball in transition. Maslowski, her shot for the put in the air going to be no good from 10 feet away. Rebound goes to Trish Troyer. Highland in the backcourt. Now received by Evie Mast to Ashley Mullett in the front court area. Mullett's three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Boy, she can just step into a three as nice as anybody I've seen.
And she'll kind of calm things down a little bit, her second three-pointer. 19-10 lead for Highland. Always a nice luxury when you go to Ashley.
Absolutely.
Generals have it. Here's Maslowski to the foul line. Her 15-footer blocked by Joplin Yoder, and Yoder got the rebound as well.
Good defense.
Baseball pass by Mullett goes to a wide-open Mallory Stutzman. Her layup is going to be good. 6 points for Stutzman and a timeout called by Ridgewood. 6.5 to play in the first half. Highland 21 and Ridgewood 10. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hey, reminder to stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. We have all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. And Ridgewood kind of pulled within a couple of points here to Troy, but Highland comes back with the first 5 points of the second quarter.
Yeah, Miles Tutchman and Ashley Mullett doing the damage there, too. But Miles, 3 for 3 from the floor tonight, taking high percentage shots, off to a good start.
Generals basketball out of the timeout. Now down by 11 to the front court. Here's the dribble to the left wing by Kirsten Latham. Now taught to Maslowski. Back to Latham in the corner. Helps it inside to Kelly. Into the corner, back over to Latham. Her pass goes to Maslowski, high on the left side. Dribbles it inside to Kelly. Double team and stolen away. Bullets pass goes front court to streaking Tori Weaver. Her layup is going to be good.
All right, Tori.
First two off the assist from Ashley Mullett. 23-10 lead for Highland, the seventh Ridgewood turnover. Generals basketball on the other side. Deflected away on the four. Diving steal by Stutzman, and she gets called for the travel as well. So turnover each way. You can see Kat Kelly, of course, came in as the leading scorer for Ridgewood. Highland double-teaming her at every opportunity.
Yeah, they are. That's what Highland does. They'll focus on that good player, neutralize them, then they'll take out the rest of them. But, hey, Kelly's handling the pressure very well for a freshman, Matt. Looks good.
No doubt about it. In the Ridgewood basketball, Medea throwing backboard. Maslowski inbounds it out top to Kelly. She'll track it down to the top of the key. Cross over to left wing. Juggles it again. Grabs it. Looking. Double-team. And it's going to be what? Going to be a foul called, I do believe, on Highland. That'll be their first team foul of the quarter.
Yeah, they got Ellie Habegger on that call. Her first.
So Generals at side court with the basketball. Maslowski came in averaging just under 12 a game and 5 rebounds per contest for the 5'7 senior. Here's Kelly to the foul line. Picks it up, kicks the right wing back over to Redis. Redis to the foul line, runner by Redis, high in the air, going to be no good with the left hand. Rebound goes to Sisman. Highland basketball. Ashley Mullett now with it. 5.5 to play in the half. Into the corner goes to Weaver. Cross-court pass to Macy Mullett. Her 18-footer's up there, going to be knocked down by Macy Mullett.
Nice-looking shot there by Macy.
Her first two, 25-10 lead for the Lady Hawks. Ridgewood basketball. Highland scoring the first 9 points of the quarter. With it is Latham out top. On the right wing, grabbed by Taryn Morse, the 5'4 senior. Morse looking. Nowhere to go. The pass goes out top. Knocked away by Stutzman. Dives after it and grabbed by diving Emma Redis in a timeout by Ridgewood. 5:02 to play in the half. Highland 25, Ridgewood 10. This is Girls IBC Basketball on WKLM.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have sweet imported red cherries, $3.99 a pound. Red Baron pizzas, $3.99. 48-ounce Mayfield Farms ice cream, buy one, get one free. We also have Gerber's whole fryers, $2.19 a pound. Bob Evans roll sausage, $3.99. Smithfield sliced bacon, $2.99. Pollock fillets for $3.99. And 31 to 40 count raw peeled and deveined shrimp, $5.29. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Known for their super soft styles, Six Monies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at SixMonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Generals basketball, they're trailing now by 15 here in the second quarter. Here's Maslowski to the right wing. Dribbles it, picks it up. Pass goes out top to Latham. Out top to Redis, back in the left wing. Grabbed by Morris. Morris dribbles it to the foul line. Crossover to Maslowski in the corner. Dribbles it to the baseline. Picks it up. Finds Redis on the left wing. Shovels it out top to Latham. Into the corner to Kelly. Kelly's three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound, fought for. And grabbed by Macy Mullett. Hawks basketball, long pass by Mullett goes to Weaver. Head fake, her layup no good. Rebound by Trish Troyer, however. She'll back it up to the corner to reset things for Highland. Here's Joplin Yoder out top. Hands it off to Troyer. Dribbles it. Finds Macy Mullett. Mullett to the foul line. Dumps it inside Joplin Yoder, but she'll throw it away. Highland has their sixth turnover. Ridgewood ball. Now to the foul line. Drive, pass inside, deflected away by Joplin Yoder, and a steal by Weaver. The ninth Ridgewood turnover. Highland ball to Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. She'll rattle it in and out. No good. Rebound putback is good, however, by Joplin.
Yeah, nice offensive board by Joplin into putback. That's three boards for her on the offensive end.
And 7 points, 27-10 lead for Highland. Highland now has scored the first 11 points of the second quarter. And a player checking up, Emma Redis, on the official timeout. She'll check out. So Ridgewood will have the ball.
You see what Highland can do to you. I mean, Ridgewood had this down to a two-point contest late in the first, and Highland just cranked up the defense.
Flip that switch, and here we are.
Yes.
Ridgewood has it. And Kelly takes it at three-quarters court. And it'll be the 2-on-2 press on by Highland. Pass across the midcourt goes to Maslowski. Knocked to the floor, though. She'll grab it. Pass it just across the half-court line goes to Kelly, but they'll call her on the half-court violation. So that'll be turnover number 10 now on Ridgewood.
Highland continues to apply that defense, and it's really hard for Ridgewood to get anything going.
And batted to Ashley Mullett in the backcourt. 27-10 lead for Highland. Mullett across the timeline. Pass it high on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Sussman. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. Dumps inside. Too tall for Joplin Yoder. Out of bounds. That'll be another turnover. Highland is now up to seven of those in the first half.
Yeah, they got the play they wanted. Just didn't execute the finish.
Again, the press is on. Ridgewood basketball. Maslowski in the backcourt. Dribbles it. Pass near side. Over to Latham. Latham will cross the timeline. Working against Edie Mast. Bounce pass goes right side the main wearing. Into the corner now to Maslowski. Her three-pointer's going to be off the mark. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Taryn Morris going after the basketball. So Highland will have it with 3:06 to play in the half. And some full-court pressure being shown by the Lady Generals now. Fussman inbounds it to Ashley Mullett. And she'll clear out the traffic. Mullett works it against Kirsten Latham across the timeline. Bounce pass out top to Sussman. On the left wing, Trish Troyer now with the basketball. Back in the corner to Ashley Mullett. On the left wing, Joplin Yoder. Back to Ashley. On the left side, back to Joplin Yoder. Her shot from the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Mast, however. Back to Highland's Ashley Mullett. Back to Evie Mast. Mast to the baseline. Runner off the last and good on the drive.
Yeah, nice strong drive there by Evie.
She has four. 29-10 lead for Highland.
Matt, she has four offensive rebounds as well.
Getting it done there. And Ridgewood has it. Here's Maslowski in the left side. Out top with it to Kelly. 2.5 to play, second quarter. Now to Taryn Morse. Her three-pointer up in the air. No good from the top of the key. Rebound goes to Sussman. Sussman's pass front court to Ashley Mullett for Highland. Into the corner. Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Sussman. Her putback is going to be good off the glass. Mallory Sussman has 8 points, four in the quarter. 31-10 lead for Highland. Ridgewood still has yet to score in the second period. 2 minutes to go. With it is Latham out top. Crossover to the foul line. Pass the corner to Mainwaring. Takes it to the baseline. Back to Latham. Out top to Kelly on the pass. Gets the handoff now to Taryn Morse. Morse to the foul line. Juggles it. She'll throw it away to the corner. Grab on the steal by Stutzman. The 11th Ridgewood turnover. It'll be Mullen on the fast break. Bounce pass goes over to Evie Master. Layup no good. Gets her own rebound again. Her shot no good, but she'll be fouled by Kelly. But again, another offensive board for Evie Mast.
That's five of them. We will say she's padding her stats on that. She passed that to herself off the glass.
Whatever it takes.
Evie's having a great outing here in the first half. Playing great defense, getting active on the offensive end.
First personal on Kelly. And a first team foul on Ridgewood. Free throw is going to be no good. Evie Mast averaging just over three a game for the 5'6 sophomore. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic CMI generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory certified technicians and carries the full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Second free throw is no good as well by Mast. Rebound knocked to the floor, goes out of bounds. And that's going to be Ridgewood basketball. Maslowski to inbound. It does so to Kelly in the backcourt. 1.5 to play second quarter. Now to Latham. And she'll cross the timeline on the dribble. She'll find Mainwaring now high on the right side. Dribbles it out top. Picks it up. Bounce pass to Kelly on the right wing. Inside goes to Mainwaring on the right post. Shot by Maslowski is no good. Rebound grabbed under the basket by Edie Mast. Gets over to Ashley Mullett, and she'll cross the half-court line for Highland. On the left wing, Mullett to the foul line. 15-footers up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, she's picked down by Macy Mullett. Now to Ashley. 1 minute to play in the half. Evie Mast left wing. Out top goes to Macy Mullett for a three-pointer that's going to be knocked down.
And that looked good when it left her hand. That was a nice shot.
Yes, it was. 5 points for Macy Mullett, all in the second quarter. 34-10 lead for Highland. And the advance scored now Ridgewood 18-0 in the second quarter. Here's Maslowski to the foul line. Picks it left wing to Kirsten Latham.
35 seconds to play in the half. Latham to the foul line to Lang. Her runner up in the air going to be no good, but she was fouled. Good take to the basket. Latham will go to the foul line now.
Yeah, good job by her. She got fouled, muscled it up, going to draw the free throws.
Second team foul on Highland in the corner. Call that on Macy Mullett. Her second personal foul. Kirsten Latham, 5'3", junior point guard. Free throw is going to be no good off the rim. Averaging 9 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest. 73% free throw shooter on the season as Mullett checks out. That being Macy Mullett checking out. And Tori Weaver is in. Second free throw going to be knocked down by Latham. She'll split a pair. 4 points for her so far in the first half. That's the first point of the quarter for Ridgewood. Inbounded, knocked out of bounds by Latham on the inbounds pass. 30 seconds to play, second quarter. Full court pressure on by Ridgewood. Inbounded. And almost a steal by Latham goes out of bounds, but it will be Highland basketball.
Yeah, Ridgewood giving Highland fits trying to get this ball inbounded. Good job.
Certainly are. 34-11 lead for Highland. Inbounded finally into the hands of Ashley Mullett on the inbounds pass. In the ballgame now is Macy Miller, 5'7", freshman for Highland. Mullett, a three-quarter score, 20 seconds. Baseball pass goes cross-court to Weaver on the left wing. Out top now to Ashley Mullett. Mullett to the top of the key. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Weaver, and she goes down. Some contact and a call of travel. And that turnover on Highland will be up to 8 in the first half. 9.5 seconds to go, second quarter. And Ridgewood to inbound it. Here's Kaya Maslowski. Over to Latham. Down to 7 seconds. Latham across the timeline. Her pass inside, knocked to the floor, and stolen away by Macy Miller. And that'll do it here for the first half of play. Halftime score from the recenter is Highland 34 in Ridgewood 11. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MBB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
It is halftime from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Highland has a 34-11 lead over Ridgewood. And actually, it was a 12-10 ball game at one point. Highland had a two-point lead at 12-10 since then, though Highland going on a 22-1 run as they led 16-10 after one, outscoring Ridgewood 18-1 in the second quarter. And Highland has the 34-11 lead at the half. For Highland in the first half, led in the scoring by Mallory Stutzman, and well-balanced scoring for Highland in the first half. Stutzman was 0 for 2 on three-point tries, but 4 for 4 from two-point range for her total of 8 points. Also, Joplin Yoder in the first half, going 1 for 1 from three-point distance, 2 for 4 from two-point range. Joplin Yoder had 7. 6 points scored by Ashley Mullett, knocking down 2 three-pointers in that first half. 5 points for Macy Mullett. 4 points scored by Evie Mast, and 2 apiece for Trish Troyer and Tori Weaver, running out the Highland total of 34. For Ridgewood, leading the way for them, that was Kaya Maslowski, going 1 for 2 from three-point distance, 1 for 5 also from two-point range. Maslowski had 5. 4 points scored by Kirsten Latham, and 2 for Megan Mainwaring, running out the Ridgewood total of 11. Halftime score, it's Highland 34 and Ridgewood 11. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For Highland in the first half, they would go 4 of 12 from beyond the arc, good for 33%, while Ridgewood just 2 of 7 for 29%. Lady Hawks 11 of 18 from two-point range, good for 61%. They would hold the Ridgewood Generals to 1 of 11 shooting from the field, good for 10%. Ridgewood 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 75%. Highland would go 0 of 2. Rebounding advantage goes to Highland, 23 rebounds for the Hawks in the first half, 13 on the offensive end, 9-4 Ridgewood. Ridgewood would commit 12 turnovers, Highland 8 in the first half.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Evie Mast had 6 boards, 5 at the offensive end, and also 5 rebounds for Joplin Yoder. She had 3 offensive, and for Ridgewood, Kat Kelly had 3 boards. She had 2 at the offensive end, and also 2 boards for Kaya Maslowski. 34-11 lead for Highland. Incredible lead for Troy. At one point, it was a 2-point ball game of all Highland after that.
Yeah, we looked up, and after Ridgewood had made a couple threes, got themselves right back in it, and then Highland turned up the defense, and that's what they do to you. You know, they everything is predicated off their defense. When they need to turn things around, they buckle down. Boy, did they ever.
You look at this Highland team, the way they play defense, and also with the rebound the basketball, with everything else that they do well, that's kind of a scary proposition.
Well, it is, and you know, I have to believe that maybe their first priority to come into a game is see how many offensive rebounds they can get, because
yeah,
you know, they come in, they crash the board so hard, and as you mentioned, Matt, these last several games, they've really made a focus on the offensive end, get some second chance points, and that's what they do.
Halftime score, Highland 34 and Ridgewood 11. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC. Just about ready for the start of the second half. Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast. And Kenny Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Highland will have the ball first to begin the second half of play. Highland, of course, going for the outright IVC championship. They'll clinch that if they can finish off and get a victory in this game this evening. And at side court, Mallory Sussman to inbound the basketball to the other senior. And that's Ashley Mullett going from right to left. In the second half, pass goes to Troyer left wing now to Mallory Stutzman. Now top to Trish Troyer. Down to Mullett, high on the right side. Entry pass to the right post to Joplin Yoder. Her shot blocked out of bounds. Good defensive play inside for Ridgewood's. Caitlin Scott got the start to begin the third quarter.
Yeah, excellent defense there by Scott as she swatted Joplin down of bounds.
Inbound to Joplin Yoder. Her shot up going to be good on the inbounds pass, Joplin Yoder.
Nice little inbound play there. Just threw it up over top.
Yoder has 9 points for the game. Ridgewood has the basketball down 36-11. Maslowski's pass goes down top to Kelly. Kelly to the foul line. Dribbles it into the corner of the Maslowski. Dribbles it right wing. Shovels it out top. Goes to Latham. Jab step. Latham holds on to the basketball. Entry pass to the right post goes to Maslowski. Dribbles it. Pass to the right wing. She's back down by Latham. Latham dribbles it on the right side. Pass goes out top. Cross court. Grabbed by Kelly. High on the left. Spins around the left wing. Knocked loose near the midcourt line. Dribbles it again. Kelly looking. Double team. Nowhere to go with it. Finally hands it off to Kaya Maslowski. She'll dribble it toward the top of the key. On the right wing. Grabbed by Mainwaring. Bounce past the right post. Inside to Kelly. Knocked loose on the floor and stolen away by Ashley Mullett. And that'd be the 13th Ridgewood turnover. Into the front court. Goes to wide open Trish Troyer. And she'll lay it up and in. Troyer has 4, 38-11 lead now for Highland. Ridgewood basketball, 6.5 to play third quarter. Latham's pass to the front court to Kaya Maslowski, high on the right. Into the corner, goes to Mainwaring. Out top to Maslowski. She'll find Latham on the left point, now to the foul line. Lobs it right wing, chased back down by Maslowski. She'll dribble it to the right point. Maslowski directing traffic out top. Working against Joplin Yoder. Crossover, backs it in, kicks it right corner, goes to Megan Mainwaring. She'll pick it up back to Maslowski to the right side. Maslowski to the baseline, under the bucket, her shot up, no good. Gets a rebound, put back, is going to be no good by Maslowski. And rebound grabbed by Stutzman. Highland basketball to the front court. Here's a pull of three-pointer by Mullett. She'll miss the shot off the rim by Ashley Mullett. Rebound chased down by Maslowski. Ridgewood basketball in transition. Maslowski to the corner, picks it up now. Out top to Latham, her three-pointer from the top of the key, no good. Rebound chased down by Stutzman. On the fast break, Stutzman to the basket. And her layup is going to be good off the glass, and a foul on Kelly. And now Sussman a chance for a three-point play.
Good effort there by Mao. She can get out and run the floor, too. Don't let anything fool you. That girl has some speed.
No doubt. Second personal on Kelly. First team foul on Ridgewood. And Sussman now at the foul line. 40-11 lead for Highland. Sussman, 5'10 senior, averaging 11.5 a game. Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store with a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store. 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. That free throw is good by Stutzman, completing that three-point play. 11 points for her. 41-11 lead for Highland. And Ridgewood has not scored a field goal since that first quarter. Ridgewood basketball, they beat the pressure. Taryn Morse's pass under the basket goes to Maslowski, but out of bounds. That will be a turnover in number 14 on the Generals.
Yeah, Highland's defense just continues to make it really difficult for Ridgewood.
And half-court defense applied. Highland basketball. Ashley Mullet out top. Down to Macy Mullet to the left wing. Into the corner to the Torrey Weaver. Shovels it out top. Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it in the quarter back to Ashley Mullet. Mullet's in the baseline. Thompson inside the Joplin Yoder. Her shot's no good. Rebound grabbed by Kelly. Now over to Kirsten Latham. Children will across the midcourt. Back on the right side goes to Taryn Morse. 18-footer by Morse. Going to be no good. Missed the rim. It'll be out of bounds to Highland. Lady Hawks will have the team rebound. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game, offering design styles of both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Highland ball to the right corner goes to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Nice soft touch.
9 points for Ashley Mullet on 3 3-point baskets this evening. 44-11 Highland. Ridgewood ball. Here's Maslowski to the foul line. To the lane. She's bumped, and that will be a foul on Joplin Yoder. First team foul on Highland, and Yoder has her first personal foul.
Yeah, good drive to the basket there by Maslowski through the foul.
It'll be on the floor as Sussman checks in for Joplin Yoder. And in also Micaiah Cahill for Ridgewood, replacing Megan Mainwaring. Maslowski to inbound for Ridgewood beneath the room backboard with 4.5 to play third quarter. Inbound to the right wing to Latham. Thumps inside to Maslowski. To the paint. Her shot up can be partially blocked by Habiger. Rebound grabbed by Habiger. Shovels a pass to the front court to Stutzman on the left wing. Drive, lane, runner by Stutzman, up in the air, no good. Rebound, going to be fought for and grabbed by Stutzman. Out top to Macy Mullet, drive. Her shot up in the air, going to be no good, but she was hacked on the arm by Kaya Maslowski. Second team foul, Ridgewood. Maslowski has her first, and it'll be the freshman, Macy Mullet, to the foul line.
Yeah, Macy being really aggressive going to the hole there. She got put down hard.
5'7", freshman, averaging 3.5 a game. He lines up the first free throw attempt. That's going to be good. Rattles at home. And Mullet now has 6 points on the evening. 45-11 lead for Highland. Second free throw going to be no good. Rebound received by Micaiah Cahill. Ridgewood ball to the front court. Goes over to Cahill on the right wing. That's to Taryn Morse, rather. Morse to the baseline under the basket. Max then kicks it out top to Kelly. Kelly, three-pointer top of the key, going to be no good. Rebound received by Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball. Ashley Mullet to the front court. Into the corner to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Micaiah Cahill. Now to Morse on the right wing. Runner by Morse. Off the rim. Rolls up and no good off the rim. Rebound grabbed by Ashley Mullet. Highland ball to the front court. Here's Stutzman. For a pull-up three-pointer, she'll knock it down from the left wing.
Nice shot by Mal.
Timeout call, 3.5 to play, third quarter. Highland 48, Ridgewood 11. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors, and it will be Kenna Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Mallory Stutzman with already 6 points in the quarter, 14 for the ball game, along with all the rebounding she's doing here tonight.
Yeah, she's got 8 rebounds on the night. Just plays so hard both ends of the floor. And, you know, we don't keep track of the steals. I wish we did because she's got a few of them tonight, too.
Yes, she does. And in Hyland with that smothering defense this evening, as we're accustomed to seeing.
Well, Mallory is just so quick out there. She moves up and down the floor so well.
It will be a Ridgewood basketball out of the timeout. Still no points in this third quarter. Into the right wing. Here's the dribble to the right side by Cahill. Dumps it inside. Going to be grabbed by Kelly. Then off their hands on the floor, diving after it. And it's going to be tied up. Arrow does stay with Ridgewood. So Lady Generals will keep it. And Maslowski to inbound beneath her own backboard.
And Tori Weaver crawled out of the bottom of that pile for Highland. No surprise there at all.
No doubt. Running clock now. And Maslowski. Pass under the bucket, deflected away. Here's the steal by Habiger to the front court. Goes to Mallory Stutzman. Her layup going to be off the glass. Is good. 15th Ridgewood turnover. Maslowski now has 16. 50-11 lead for Highland. Ridgewood ball to the corner. Here's Latham on the right side. Entry pass right to the foul line to Maslowski. Her 50-footer blocked by Habiger. Rebound goes to Tori Weaver. Highland ball to the front court. Here's Edie Mast on the right side. Out top of the pass to Weaver. 2.5 to play third quarter. Back in midcourt to Evie Mast. She'll find Weaver out top to Habiger. Left wing to Mallory Stutzman. Head fake. Kicks it high on the left back to Trish Troyer. She'll track it back down near midcourt. Now to Mast high on the right side. Dribbles it out top to the foul line. Into the corner to Trish Troyer. Troyer drive lane out top to Habiger. Right wing to Stutzman. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Habiger, however. Has it stolen away, though, by Kelly. And Ridgewood now has it after that Highland turnover, their ninth. Pass inside, stolen by Stutzman, though. Into the front court to Habiger. Comes to a jump stop shot by Habiger. Going to be up and good.
Yeah, good body control there by Ellie.
First two of the game for Ellie Habiger and a 52-11 lead for Highland. 1:40 to play third quarter. Ridgewood has it to the front court. Maslowski's pass to Micaiah Cahill. Inside the Maslowski in the right post. Cross court pass to Kelly on the right side. Kelly dribbles it. Picks it up. Out top to Latham. Dumps it inside. Goes over to Taryn Morris. Her shot no good with the left hand. Rebound grabbed by Stutzman. Into the front court. Here's Evie Mass. Under the bucket, Trish Troyer. Her layup no good, but she'll be fouled by Kaya Maslowski. Her second and 13th foul on the Generals.
Yeah, Trish Troyer continues to go to the basket hard as well for Highland.
Trish Troyer at the foul line. Again, running clock down to 107 and counting in the third quarter. And Trish Troyer, a 5'8 junior, averaging just under 8 points per contest on the season for her. She has 4 points so far tonight. And the free throw is up. It's going to be no good on the first attempt. One more to go. As Macy Mullet in, Ashley Mullet in, and also Macy Miller checking in for Highland. Maslowski will have a seat for Ridgewood. Mainwaring checking back in. 35 seconds in counting. That free throw up going to be good for Trish Troyer. Splits a pair. She has 5. 53-11 lead for Highland. Still no points in the quarter for Ridgewood, and they'll have it to the corner to Taryn Morris. Morris dribbles it to the baseline. Cut off. Hands it off over to Mainwaring. Three-pointer by Mainwaring. No good. Rebound to the four. It's going to be grabbed by Habiger. Into the front court. Now to Trish Troyer. Her shot with the left hand. Banks it in. Troyer now has 7. 55-11 Highland. 2 seconds to go. And Latham's pass going to be over to Cahill. She will not get the shot off. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Through three, Highland 55 and Ridgewood 11. This is Girls IBC Basketball on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Companies are investing in Ohio every day. Invest in yourself and get the training you need to land the job of your dreams or enhance your skills this year. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for our 10 programs that begin in August. We are also enrolling for our winter adult diploma program courses, including automotive brakes, automotive electrical electronic systems, Ohio commercial pest control, drone license preparation, STNA, and more. Call 330-339-2288 to learn how we can help you get your high school diploma for free.
Highland out scoring Ridgewood 21-0 in that third quarter. Going 2-for-5 from three-point distance. Ridgewood 0-for-2. Highland is scorching 6-for-7 from range. Ridgewood 0-for-6. Highland 3-of-5 for the foul line. Ridgewood did not attempt to finish. And Highland out rebounding the Generals 10-6 in that third quarter. 4 turnovers for Ridgewood, 1 for Highland in that third quarter of play. Here's a drive and layup off the last. He is good by Macy Miller to begin the fourth for the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, great move there by Macy Miller.
Her first two of the game. Ridgewood basketball. Out top goes to Latham. Dribbles it right wing. Latham, bounce pass goes into the hands of Taryn Morris. 57-11 lead for Highland. Ridgewood has the ball. Into the fourth. Drive by Morris. Lane. Runner going to be off the glass. Going to be good. And the foul. Count that bucket. That'll be the first points of the second half for Ridgewood. And Morris, a chance for a three-point play.
Great drive there. And Ridgewood gets a field goal.
First team foul on Highland coming in this fourth quarter of action. Again, running clock here in the fourth. 57-13 Highland with the lead. Morris at the foul line, averaging just under 6 points per game and just under 4 rebounds per contest for the 5'4 senior. 64% free throw shooter. Free throw's no good. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Ashley Mullen now has it. Long pass to the front court. Received by Trish Troyer. Inside to Macy Miller. Back to Trish Troyer. Al Tom Joplin Yoder for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Kat Kelly. Ridgewood basketball. Kelly to the front court. Working against Ashley Mullen and stolen away by Mullen. And it'll be the 17th Ridgewood turnover. Mullet from the foul line is up in the air, going to be knocked down.
That looked too easy.
Steal in bucket, and Mullet now has 11. 59-13 Lady Hawks. Ridgewood has it. Into the front court. Here's Mainwaring on the left wing. Into the hands of Morris. Morris to the baseline. Her shot going to be blocked, but a foul is called, I believe, on the attempted block of Ashley Mullet, and then he'll send Morris to the foul line.
Yeah, good job by Morris crawling around that low screen, picked up the foul.
First personal on Mullet, second team foul on Highland. Tara Morris, again, back at the foul line. That free throw up is going to be good. 3 points for her now to begin the fourth quarter. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Second free throw is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland ball, 59-14 lead for them. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Ashley Mullis pass goes to Stutzman, right wing, back to Ashley. Her three-pointer from the top of the key going to be knocked down.
Nothing to it.
14 points, Ashley Mullet. That is her fourth three-pointer she's canned this evening. 62-14 Highland. Ridgewood ball. Morris on the left wing. Dribbles it out top now. Working against Stutzman. Picks it up. Pass inside. Grabbed now by Cahill. Her shot's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Going to call a foul, actually, as Kelly was going after the board. She was pushed from behind by Ashley Mullet, her second personal. Third team foul on Highland. 5 minutes and counting in the fourth quarter. Morse inbounds it out top. It's going to be stolen away by Ashley Mullet. Mullet backs it up now. To reset things in the left wing. Now to the baseline. Cross-court pass to Trish Troyer from the corner. Three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound hauled in by Caitlin Scott. Generals have it on the other side. Bounce pass on the right side goes to Megan Mainwaring. Dribbles it, lobs it inside to Kelly. Her layup off the glass, that's no good. Rebound, juggled a couple of times, finally grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball, Ashley Mullet on the fast break to the foul line. Bumps it inside, the layup by Macy Miller, no good, but she'll be fouled. Packed with the arm by Taryn Morris.
Yeah, I really like what Ashley Mullet's doing on the floor right now, Matt. She's looking to get other players involved here and get them on the scoreboard.
Yes, she is, sharing with her teammates. Yep. And that's the first personal on Morris. First team foul on Ridgewood. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies is your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Free throw is good on the first attempt.
Six bunnies for quality and service never go out of style. And now Macy Miller has 3 points this evening. That's a new season high for her. Free throw up, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Taryn Morris. Ridgewood ball. Morris to the front court. Dumps it inside under the bucket and goes out of bounds. Trying to get that to J.C. Hess in the game now, 5'6 sophomore, but that'll be Ridgewood's 19th turnover instead. 3.5 to go in counting with the running clock, 63-14 Highland. As a few players on the floor here will be Highland with it. Macy Mullet dribbles into the front court for Highland. On the left wing, Trish Troyer for a three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Megan Mainwaring. Her pass knocked to the floor, diving grab by Morse, and stolen away by Trish Troyer. Lobs it inside to Evie Mast. Her layup is going to be knocked down. Evie Mast has 6 after the 20th turnover on the Generals. 65-14, Highland. Here are Morse pass inside to Caitlin Scott. Scott from the right post. Double team. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound. Grab by Morse. Puts it back up. Good and a foul. Tara Morse will have a chance for a three-point play again.
Ridgewood find a little spark here late.
Morris has all 5 of her points in the fourth quarter. 14 foul on Highland. That foul on Macy Miller, her first personal. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Free throw no good. Rebound by Kat Kelly. Her putback is no good. Rebound to the floor. Finally grabbed by Macy Miller. Highland ball. Macy Mullet to the foul line. Into the corner goes to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul circle. On the left wing to Macy Miller. Out top to Mullet. Knocked away out of bounds. And it'll be off the hands of Highland's Evie Mast. And Highland will have their 10th turnover of the night. 2 minutes to play. And Highland going to clinch the outright IBC championship. Of course, they've shared it the last couple of years, and they wanted to get the whole thing this year.
Yeah, and they've done it in fine fashion tonight. They've got their whole bench on the floor. Everybody for Highland has scored here tonight, Matt.
Generals have it. Now it's off to Taryn Morris. 1:40 to play. Morris dribbles it to the right side, working against Evie Mast. Picks it up, looking. Pass left to the foul circle to Mainwaring. Mainwaring dry lane. Layup off the glass. Going to be good on the drive by Megan Mainwaring.
Real good take there to the right side.
4 points for her. Her first field goal tonight. Highland basketball. Evie Mast on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. The handoff to Habiger. Dumps it inside the Weaver. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Highland with 1:07 to go. Clock continues to run as we get under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Embedded to Weaver. Weaver to the foul line, to the lane. Her run up in the air going to be no good. Rebound by Habiger. Putback is no good. Rebound finally rolls out of bounds, but it'll be off of Ridgewood with 48 seconds and counting. Macy Mullet to inbound. Final 40 seconds. Into the corner to Habiger. Back to Macy Mullet. Al top. Three-pointer up in the air going to be knocked down by Evie Bast.
There she got one.
Got it from deep. 5 of the quarter in. Now 9 for the ballgame, Evie Mast. Ridgewood ball, pass to the right block inside with 20 seconds. Shot up in the air going to be no good. As Habiger got the rebound after that missed shot by J.C. Hess. 14 seconds to go. Macy Mullet left wing. The handoff to Weaver. Final 10 seconds. Out top to Habiger. 8 seconds to go. And Highland will dribble out the clock. And Highland will clinch the outright IBC South Division Championship as they win it tonight on their home floor, 68-18 on senior night, honoring seniors Ashley Mullet and Mallory Stutzman, and they get the win. And Highland again has clinched their 29th consecutive IBC Championship. The second-ranked team in Division 4 now goes to 16-2 on the year. They won 4 straight and 11-0 in the IBC South. Ridgewood dropping their record to 14-4, snapping a 3-game winning streak and 7-4 in the IBC. Again, the final score tonight from the Recenter. Highland winner to clinch the outright IBC championship. They win it 68-18 over Ridgewood. Back to recap the game for you after this on WKOM.
Hey, you. Are you looking for a driveway or
base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg.
They have Shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks!
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready-mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready-mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
It is the final for the Reese-Center. Highland clinches the outright IVC championship as they defeat Ridgewood tonight by the final score of 68-18. Highland led 16-10 after one, but they actually had a 12-10 lead at one point in the first quarter. And then from that point forward, they would outscore Ridgewood 22-11 the rest of the way in that first half, outscoring Ridgewood 18-1 in all in the second quarter. And Highland led 34-11 at halftime, never looked back as they would outscore Ridgewood 21-0, shutting the Generals out in the third quarter. And Highland led 55-11 through three, and the Lady Hawks get the win 68-18 over the Lady Generals. For Highland, they would finish up with two players in double figures. Mallory Stutzman would lead the way. The two seniors leading the way for Highland, and Stutzman would go 1-4 on three-point tries, 6-7 from two-point range, and 1-1 for the foul line. Mallory Stutzman would finish up with 16 points in for Stutzman in double figures for the 13th time on the season, and also just 1 point shy of tying her senior their season high. Also for Highland, it was Ashley Mullett in double figures. Mullett on the evening would go 4-7 from three-point distance, 1-3 from two-point range. Mullett had 14 points in the 16th time she's been in double figures as well on the season for Mullett. After that, scoring for Highland, it was Joplin Yoder and Evie Mass, each with 9 points, just missing double figures tonight. And also 7 points scored by Trish Troyer, 6-4 Macy Mullett. Macy Mullett with the 6 points this evening. 3 points scored by Macy Miller, and that was a season high for her. And two apiece for Ellie Haberger and Tori Weaver, running out the Highland total of 68 points on the evening. Evie Mass, by the way, just 1 point shy of tying her season high with her 9 points. Also for Ridgewood, leading the way for them, and two players with 5 points. That was Kaya Maslowski as well as Taryn Morris. 4 points apiece for Kirsten Latham and Megan Mainwaring. That would round out the Ridgewood total of 18. Final score, Highland clinching the outright IVC championship. They win at 68-18 over Ridgewood. Now for the final team numbers. Here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For Highland on a night, good shooting night. They would go 6 of 22 from beyond the arc for 27%. Ridgewood just 2 of 9 for 22%. Ridgewood would go 4 of 24 from the field, good for 16%, while Highland would blister the nets 20 of 36, good for 55%. Highland would go just 4 of 9 from the free throw line for 44%, while Ridgewood was 4 of 8 for 50%. Big rebounding advantage on the evening for Highland. 44 rebounds for them, 21 for the Ridgewood Lady Generals. 20 turnovers by Ridgewood on the night, just 10 by the Highland Lady Hawks.
Individual rebounding leader for Highland, it was Mallory Sussman with a double-double. She had 10 boards, two at the offensive end, to go along with her 16 points. And just another night for Mallory, for sure. And also 7 boards for Joplin Yoder, 3 at the offensive end. 6 rebounds also for Evie Mass. She had 5 at the offensive end. And Ellie Haberger also chipped in with 5 boards. For Ridgewood leading the way, 6 rebounds for Kat Kelly. She had 3 offensive for the game. And 4 rebounds also for Kaya Maslowski. Highland, another dominant performance. They win at 68-18. And Highland just looking like they can't be stopped here at the moment.
Well, at this point, I don't see who's going to do that to them. But, you know, I just love the effort they put out. And it took you a while to get through them stats tonight, Matt, because you can see when, you know, when they get their players in the game, they're going to contribute. And they all contributed tonight in a big way.
When you're playing like this, of course, every night you can kind of pick your poison for who the player of the game is going to be. We know Mallory's collected her share, as is Ashley. But yeah, we're going to go with Edie Mass tonight just because she's kind of the unsung player. Troy, you think, I mean, the Highland has a lot of them, but for her, 9 points tonight. But again, you think about the 6 offensive rebounds. Yep. She's been hitting those boards all season long.
Well, and she has, and that's what I love about this Highland team. When you look at the rebounding chart when they're done, all these ladies are grabbing offensive rebounds. They're all getting in the action. So, you know, they're going out there and they're hustling. So when they're getting their points, they're earning them. So a great game by Evie. We're so proud of her, and congratulations to Evie.
No question about that. And we talked about the seniors, Ashley Mullett and Mallory Sussman, on senior night here today. They're two outstanding seniors, and these are the two that are going to help lead the Highland going forward here the rest of the season.
Well, they will, no doubt. Matt, we need a whole show to talk about those two girls right there. I mean, it's been remarkable to watch them for these 4 years here, and seeing how their careers are coming to a head here this year at the level they're playing at, it's an honor to sit here and watch these two young ladies.
Ridgewood gets the loss, but kind of joined the club, right, as we just talked about, for a team that's had the most wins already since the 15-16 season. That's significant in a team that's going to hopefully kind of put together a run themselves here in the postseason if they can do it.
Well, they do. I mean, they're a very, very good ball team. They shouldn't walk out of here feeling bad about anything. To your point, Highland's done this to everybody this year. But, you know, there's some good ball players on that Ridgewood. I love Kelly as a freshman. Good-looking ball player, and she's got a good supporting cast. I think they're going to make some noise come tournament time, Matt.
Again, Evie Master, Six Money's player of the contest, and that's the voice of Troy Fritz. Highland's going to get the win, 68-18. The second-ranked team in Division Four, now 16-2 on the year. They won 4 straight. Again, they clinched the outright IVC championship. And for Highland, of course, their 29th consecutive IVC title, and that does get a state record as they are 11-0 now in the IVC. Their next game will be Saturday on the road against Garaway to close out their conference schedule. For Ridgewood, it will drop to 14-4, 7-4 in the IVC South, and that snaps a 3-game winning streak for the Lady Generals. And for us, we'll have a basketball game on Friday. Boys basketball, Mansfield Seniors at West Holmes. We'll be video live streaming that game on Friday on YouTube. Saturday, girls basketball in the afternoon, Highland at Garaway. And then Saturday night, girls basketball, Mount Vernon is at West Holmes. All those games will be video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website at WKLMFM.com and click on the on-air tab. Also, tournament drawings for the girls this Sunday. So this Sunday afternoon, we will be reporting on the tournament brackets and where all the local teams are at with that. So stay tuned for that on the radio this Sunday afternoon. Throughout the afternoon and evening, we'll be reporting throughout the day on the tournament bracket scenarios for all the area local teams for the girls for tournament drawing reports on Sunday here on WKLM. That'll wrap things up for us from the Reese Center. For Troy Fritz, I'm Matt Coy. Special thanks to Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. Reminder to stick around after the broadcast. We'll have high school scoreboard coming your way. We'll have all the area basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final score on senior night, it was Highland 68 and Ridgewood 18 as Highland clinches the outright IVC championship. So long, everybody.
Hello, this is Danielle Scott. Privileged to be a part of the Yoder Lumber team for the past 3 years as a customer service and inside sales rep. Yoder Lumber has several hundred thousand feet of green and kiln-dried Appalachian hardwood available. Visit our showroom located 5 miles south of downtown Millisburg. If you are looking for a new career, please visit our offices to fill out an application or go online at yoderlumber.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
A single family home located at 6155 County Road 333 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $899,000. This property was built in 1999 and has six bedrooms and four full and one partial baths with 5,574 square feet. Located in the second quarter subdivision within the West Olds Local School District. For more information, whether to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Cliff Sprang at 330-464-5155 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home. If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.